This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardell on an F Yeah Friday. When you have the offense, Keenan McCardell, the defense, Travis Johnson, the special teams for me, special ed, Joel Blank. And we are joined by the Hall of Famer, Kevin McHale. And Coach, I know you heard me before the break. That was just for you. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that I've noticed, and it started in that Clippers-Warriors game.
You're mean, and you're going to get me in trouble. That's two things. I just want to let you know that.
Well,
okay?
Both of those things are on my radar. You know that.
Yes, I know that.
But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what I saw with Blake Griffin. When he came into the league, here was a guy that was athletic enough, strong enough, and had a wingspan enough that he was in the post, even when he didn't have a lot of offensive moves. But he was getting the ball, and even if he missed the first time, he was getting putbacks, tips, rebounds. But he was concentrating his efforts in the paint. To his credit, he got better offensively, and they started pushing him to become a stretch a little bit. And I see this in Anthony Davis as well. Is it frustrating for you with your career as a big man to see guys like that that have so much talent that once they finally kind of settle in offensively and have some moves and develop a shot, they get completely away from their bread and butter, which was a low post?
Yeah, I think it's really easy to gravitate out towards shooting jump shots, especially if, you know, it's fine and the coach says, oh, you know, it's a good shot or whatever. And there are times, you know, there are times you got to take a couple shots, outside shots, but you should be taking that shot to set up your inside drive game. Like, where I think where Blake Griffin could be really good, if he catches the ball at 18, he's got a tremendous handle. He can really handle the ball. Attack somebody off the dribble. At 18 feet, getting there, he's got a nice little spin move. Don't settle all the time. I just think he settles too much. You know, I think there are nights where I watch a lot of big guys settle, Anthony Davis being one of them at times. There are also times when AD puts the ball on the floor, gets in line 14 times, and as a defender, you're going, oh, my God, I wish this guy would settle. Because he just puts so much pressure on you. I just think that Griffin has got to use his ability to put the ball on the floor and attack. Get more free throws. Get yourself going. Don't always hang around and say, geez, I hope that my 18-footer goes in. That'd be like in football. You just throw three Hail Mary. Every time you get the ball, you just fire you know, 50-yard bomb down the field. You know,
Coach,
you know, sometimes you gotta punch him in the mouth and get in the trenches and do some dirty work.
Coach, if I was his coach over there, I'd go get a film of Dominique Wilkins and tell him to watch everything Dominique has, because I think he's just as explosive as Dominique and has similar games. He's probably developed a little bit better jump shot than Dominique, but I'm an old school guy, so I watch Dominique a lot, and he got to the rim as much as he could because he went to his strength. I don't think Blake does that. He plays to the defensive hands and shoots, and he settles, like you said. But I would give him Dominique Wilkins' film and say, you watch this and watch how many times he gets to the rim.
That's a good example of someone he should watch. Because, I mean, Dominique, when you gave Dominique space, believe me, you were praying he shot it when you guarded him. Like, I hope he shoots this ball. But he starts putting that ball on the floor and attacking and spinning, and he just puts a lot of pressure on you, and especially if you got a couple fouls, because you're saying, okay, this guy is continually making me move my feet. He's making me adjust my defensive stance. He's making me, there's going to be body contact. He's going to get into me and spin. And he's giving the referee every opportunity in the world to give me my third foul with two, you know, just starting the second quarter if I have to go sit down. And I agree. I think that'd be fantastic for him. Again, he just has got to attack. And the thing is, you got to attack when it really means something, man. You got to attack when the game's and the game starts going away from you. It's been a tie game. It's the middle of the third. All of a sudden, you're down seven. These next three or four possessions determine, are you going to be down 14, 15, and the game over? Are you going to get it back down to a 2-3-point game? That's when you've got to understand the necessity and the urgency of that moment. I'm either going to get a damn dunk or I'm going to get fouled, and I'm going through you if I have to type mentality.
No doubt. I would like to see him attack more. But coming up with the Rockets playing OKC, what do you see? What's the matchup you're looking forward to seeing in this Rocket OKC matchup?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a great match. We're talking about James is playing at an unbelievably high level, and so is Westbrook. You know, I just think, who's the secondary guy? I think both those guys will play well. Yeah, what does Oladipo do? You know, how well does he play? You know, is can Eric Gordon, can he keep stepping up and making plays? And you know, I think both Westbrook and James will have good games at the end of the evening. It's going to be that next level guy. Could come in and really play well. But it should be a fantastic game. I mean, you know, Westbrook's playing. Westbrook, for me, is like must-see TV. When he's on, I watch. He goes in the big guy's chest. That kid's fearless, man. I mean, that kid has got – he's just – tough, you know, and I tell you, knock him on his ass, he gets right back up, he's ready to fight you. I love that kid, man. He just plays hard, and look, is he a perfect player? No, but who is, you know? Does he sometimes overhandle? Does he sometimes drive into spaces where there's no room whatsoever? Yeah, but I mean to tell you, he's trying to make something happen every second he's on that court, on both ends of the court, and I'm a huge fan, so I'm looking forward to watching this game.
Coach, it sounds like you think Westbrook could play back in the days when you were playing, huh? The old school
There's
days, huh?
No question. Believe me, if Westbrook played back then, he'd already punched out half the guards in the league because he used to be able to fight back then. Believe me. there would be like he would have like a do not hit sign on his chair. They'd be, leave him alone. There were some guys back then, believe me. There were some dudes back then, you were like, I'm not going to fight this guy. This guy's nuts, man. You know, you may sell a bunch of wolf tickets and do a bunch of barking, but you ain't going to swing at the dude because they're crazy. He's one of those guys. I love those guys.
We talked about Murph, Calvin Murphy, being pound for pound the greatest fighter the NBA's ever seen, with one exception. Murph will tell you time and time again, if Al Addles ever even looked at him in the same direction, he was gone, because he knew Al was just crazy enough and strong enough and mean enough that was no guy to mess with.
Yeah, no question. There's always those guys. Believe me, Westbrook would be one in the good old days when we touched him. Westbrook would be like, man, we just stay away from that cat. You know, he's, we're gonna play hard. We're gonna do stuff. But man, do not get down to the point where you're swinging, because he's just gonna keep coming.
Well, how's the golf game? Because I know that we got all three golfers at the table, but actually, we're going through a cold spell right now here where it's in the 30s, and I know that you're kicking it in Arizona where it's nice and toasty, and you're playing golf.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna head out, and that's why when you asked when can we talk, and I said right now, because I'm going out and I got a little tea time here coming up, and I'm gonna go out there and enjoy myself on the golf course. Yeah, beautiful day, about 75 here in Scottsdale, and I'm just gonna go enjoy myself.
A lot better than doing game planning after a shoot around and then getting ready for a ball game tonight, huh?
Yeah, there's something to be said for this lifestyle. I'm digging it.
What's your favorite course in Scottsdale?
Well, you know, I play actually Whisper Rock's probably my favorite complex.
Yes.
It's beautiful, and you know, I mean, it's nice. I play up here at Desert Highlands, and it's just, you know, I'm a member here because we bought a home here, which automatically become a member. And it's a tough golf course, man. Every time I go out there, I'm like, damn. But you know, it makes you become better. I just enjoy being out, man. Like today, go out and have a couple beers and relax and not worry about if my guys are going to show up and not worry about if Westbrook punches a certain guy or two in the mouth, what he's going to do. I always hated that stuff. I like when you punch a guy in the mouth, he punched you back.
Well,
there's
plus
no questions asked.
It's great to walk in your locker room at the golf club and know that there's not a line in the sand and you have to figure out who's on what side.
Yeah. I mean, Keenan keeps dodging my golf appointment, man. I've been asking Keenan to get back on the course since we live on the same course, but he keep ducking.
Coach,
dodging.
When you come
Coach
in,
not even
Coach.
Close.
When you come in, we'll all get together. We'll play some golf. We'll look forward
Absolutely.
To
Absolutely.
Better
be
weather.
Fun,
we'll get
fellas.
It going. Coach, have a great weekend. Thanks as always for joining
us. I'll be good. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Kevin McHale's been our guest as he joins us weekly here on the show. And as he goes off to play golf, we still have plenty of show to get to. You want to be a part of the show? 713-780-ESPN. You can call, you can text, or you can reach us on Twitter. We're all here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Keenan McCardell, Travis Johnson here at I-45 North in the Canino exit at Trailer Wheel and Frame, and it's getting to be the holiday season, gang. And right in this same neck of the woods on I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, both ways, I want to tell you about my good friend Mattress Mack and Gallery Furniture, because they have the best Christmas shopping on the planet, because the best gift is to give yourself a good night's sleep. You can get a Macapedic mattress for $19.99 and up from any Gallery Furniture's three locations, and when you do, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card absolutely free. You come to Gallery Furniture for the best sale with the biggest selection. Galleries open till 10 o'clock tonight for their holiday super sale. Save on Made in America solid wood furniture, 2-for-1 recliners, and of course, the Macapedic sleep sets are all there at Gallery. Buy today, get it tonight. The delivery comes quickly when you buy at Gallery. Enhance your home. Solid wood dining room tables and chairs, all from Gallery Furniture. They offer the largest selection of living room furniture made in America, and Mac believes made in America furniture, you get what you pay for. It's quality in, quality out, and you'll be back to see Mac at Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, the largest selection of American-made leather seating and special orders for upholstered furniture to fit your man cave. Perfect for the big game and the bowl season, as well as the big game coming up here in Houston. It's all delivered today or tonight, depending on when you buy. Gallery Furniture, I-45 North, right here in Houston, Texas.
Why you didn't give me the Mattress Mack voice?
Because you know what? My voice is still not 100%. I've done it before. But if you really want it, I can still.
Joel, that's, you got to give it to us. But he has Macapedic.
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 Yep.
Macapedic.
Macapedic.
That's
his own
big.
Line. Yeah.
He had his own line.
Yeah. Yeah. So it instead of Tempur-Pedic, which he still carries.
He still carries those.
He carries those too. But the Macapedic is a little bit more affordable with the same quality.
You know, it's crazy. You know, I'm going to tell people why I love Mac. You know, not just because I spend so much time there. But I bought my.
Yeah, but you treat it like a field trip.
Yeah, but I bought
you go and you make sure you get a sandwich.
But I bought my. Yeah, I used to, especially when what's name when Kenny was around. But you know what?
You got to go out to the other one on.
There's one on Grand Parkway. Grand Parkway.
No sandwiches. You get the restaurant. No, you get. What? He has a nice restaurant out there.
I got to go check it out. But no, I remember I bought my first Tempur-Pedic. I spent a guap of money on this Tempur-Pedic.
Yes.
This thing was, and he was like, Travis, I promise you, it'll be worth it. I mean, it was a lot of bands. But then, you know, it's crazy. The mattress is never supposed to bend in. It's never supposed to get dented or anything. Well, my heavy behind sleeping on one side forever, I didn't realize. So I slept on my wife's side one time and started rolling downhill to my regular side. So I called Mac up and said, hey, man, my mattress is dented in something. And he was like, well, let me come. I'll send somebody to come measure it. He said, you know what? Don't even worry about the measurement. He said, and he just sent out a new mattress the next day. And I'm like.
He did the same thing for me. I hurt my back.
It was like 10 years, though.
Yeah. I hurt my back. I had the mattress for a good amount of time. And he was like, I don't think that mattress is as firm as it should be.
Right.
And I was like, well, you have someone that can fix that? And he goes, just give me like half a day. You going to be home tonight? And I was like, yeah. And he made sure that they switched out the mattress.
It'll be fun. You know, we're here.
Tone up to I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker. Back corner slips. Buy today. Get it tonight. Gallery Relay will save you money.
And we're right down the street from it.
Right down the street.
And that's because my damn voice, I could do it better, but I can't when my voice is bad. But Mac is the greatest, man. He takes care of us. So glad to have a part of the show. We talked to NBA with Kevin McHale. That was pretty fun. Gave us some insight there. I think some of the things that, you know, it was funny, Trap, you asked him about the poison pill. I was about to say it, too. The guy that he worked with is the king of the poison pill. Daryl was a guy that strategically uses offer sheets to get it so that teams can't match, so he gets who he wants. I would think, and I go back to what I said earlier in the week, Demo just didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
Demo was scorned. He's a younger guy, but he's a loyalty guy. He was told he wasn't going to be traded, and he was traded. And then when the trade fell through because he didn't pass his physical and he had to come back, he had to work every day with the people that he just didn't trust anymore.
Yeah.
And so he wanted that contract to be his last with Houston and get a fresh start somewhere else and build a new relationship with a new general manager and such, and it didn't happen.
And he's not wrong, though.
I understand his point completely.
Because I think the fact of the matter is, who wants to be – who? I always question that. I remember when Houston traded me, I always wondered, like – because I knew I was still hurt. So I remember asking Dr. Chow when I got there was, hey, man, what happened if I failed his physical? The first thing is like, man, we know. He said, we know you a piece of, you know what? He said, don't worry about it.
We're not
sending you back. Don't worry about it. And because the first thing I'm thinking is, I'm not going back to come hang out in Houston again and be with these guys who just traded because I failed his physical.
Right. I mean, that's the crazy. But people, some people say, well, it's a business. Just like we said with college football. It's a business. You just got to suck it up and you got to play. Look, he's a human being. He's got feelings. And his feelings were hurt.
My question is, why? I mean, you already know he's not going to report as a team.
They didn't know.
But
this is the first time I think I've ever heard, and a lot of people I've talked to within the league have said, if you sign an offer sheet, right?
And the team.
First of all, it's on you and your agent to make sure that offer sheet you're signing, you look for the poison pill. You look for all. And then you go in fully expecting if team A, who signed me to the original sheet, if it isn't matched, I'm going there. And if my original team matches, I'm going back. You didn't have a plan C that B.J. Armstrong created.
Right, which was a genius by B.J. Armstrong.
I don't know. Was it?
Well, he got what he wanted. He got a shorter-term deal, and he got some language in the contract that he had to have liked. Here's because they signed it.
No, they both got what they wanted because there were clauses that both sides wanted changed. And so Demo walked away from the original deal that everybody said he should have taken, which was 4.4. So he will have already have gotten more than that for this year. But the things that were changed were the Nets offer said on March 1st, if you're still on the team, you get a second year guaranteed. The Rockets wanted the flexibility to be able to have that in the offseason so that if they want to go a different direction, both sides can start from scratch in the offseason, clean break. The other thing is they also, because you know how Daryl likes to work the trade deadline, they wanted the clause changed to where in 90 days, Demo could still be traded. So around trade deadline time, he still can be put into a package if it is to bring another player in.
But why would you want to trade for a guy that already failed a physical?
Already failed a physical. And not,
if you put him in a package.
You know why? Because his cap number fits perfectly to get back who you want.
But, you know, and here's
that makes sense.
Here's the great and listeners, you're getting information you wouldn't get anywhere else. The insight to all this contract stuff that Joel is giving you, all the insights that's behind that goes on behind closed door. We always call them upstairs or third floor. That goes on the third floor. You're getting insight like you never would ever get anywhere else. But here's my question: is why if I sign a sheet or offer sheet
right
with one team? And the other team is supposed to match it. Does it only match the dollars? Or because, in my opinion, well, then how is it that they match it? If that's the case, then it would have been the incentives would have been matched the same way.
So that's the other
dates
problem.
Would have been matched the
Demo's
same way.
Problem was,
it was 6 million
because
incentives.
The Rockets are playing so well.
Right.
He didn't know if and or how much time he'd be getting in the rotation if he went back to Houston. But because Brooklyn's so bad, he knew that there were incentives built in that all he had to do was have him play with the Nets. He would have gotten the minutes to attain all of the goals to get the incentives. So that was a $6 million incentive package that he would have been able to obtain and attain while playing for the Nets. Because in Houston, he wasn't even sure he was going to come close to those because he was playing for the Rockets. He wanted the Rockets as part of the deal to guarantee the extra six mil. They weren't willing to do that. So there's the trade-off. You let us get out of this thing after a year and also the ability to trade you in 90 days, we'll throw more of that $6 million in, and then they had to find a happy medium.
It was a genius move by BJ because he created a option C because in the National Football League, when your contract is you sign a contract, you're going to show up regardless. Or else we're going to start taking money from you.
Yeah, you start losing money.
Yeah, you're going to start losing money. And the NBA, I mean, you guys, they let them get away with it.
With bloody murder.
Yes, because it helped both sides, but the league would have been like,
started,
you're starting something.
The day he did this, and then I thought, oh, he's playing chicken, but he's not going to take it to the deadline. When he took it to the deadline, I thought, you're either a genius or you're committing career suicide for Demo. Because Demo's not Michael Jordan. Demo's not an all-star. So to play hardball with a guy that, like you said, has an iffy back and isn't upper-tier NBA, it was risky, but it worked out.
Hey, you know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm thinking to myself is, I'm not saying no to $4 million. Like, I'm going to be at work. You know, and I guess basketball is different because they getting money that they got stupid money at basketball.
It got really idiotically stupid this offseason.
That option C could be a lot of option C's for a lot of players.
Oh,
now.
Don't think he didn't open a big Pandora's box for everybody else to start
so
doing
the commissioner
that.
Commissioner's gonna have to.
Yeah, it used to be that you sign an offer sheet, you're going to one or two teams, and that's the way it is.
No renegotiation.
He just created a plan B that wasn't there before. So it'll be interesting to see. That's all right, good. We got plenty of show to go. We're at the halfway point. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we hear Kanye and Kim are on the outs. If they are, the rumor is there's a certain punter who likes penalty flags and horse dances that might be...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Keenan McCardle, Travis Johnson at Tire Wheel and Frame on the Canino exit, I-45 North. As we're here till 4 o'clock, stop in and see us. And while you're here, see the great selection of Ranch King trailers exclusively sold at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Also, check out all of the acres of stuff that you can get for your trailers and your SUV and your truck. Anything you need. Tires, rentals, service with a smile. 10,000 square feet here, full of parts, accessories, everything you need for your truck, your service vehicle, your trailer. Largest inventory of trailer tires, parts, and accessories. Acres of trailer service bays and professional staff of trailers for sale. Experts to help you with all your trailer needs. Perfect for your holiday shopping. For those that love to get down and dirty during the year, it's perfect to hear at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Stop in and see us while you're here. Bring in a toy as it's Toys for Tots time, and they're also taking Toys for Tots. Also, we're going to have a drawing in the 3 o'clock hour for the Big Texas Party, which is part of Super Bowl week here in Houston, Texas. It's that Thursday night, and you can win 2 tickets to one of the best and biggest parties in Houston, Texas, brought to you by ESPN 97.5. So with all that being said, Keenan and Travis back with me. As we continue to talk, we've already had Kevin McHale on. We've talked about the U of H coaching change. Boys, I guess we switch gears a little bit now, but talk about that game that happens to be very, very big in the AFC South this week. And it's a house of horrors where the Texans have only won once in the history of the franchise. The Houston Texans going to Indianapolis to take on Andrew Luck and the Colts. Your thoughts initially on what has been a disastrous, by the way, I predicted it, 3-game skid. Keenan says they're winning out. Travis, right away, your thoughts
said,
on Sunday.
You said winning out. Who they got left? So they got
Indy.
Jacksonville,
they have Tennessee, Jacksonville. They have Tennessee in the last
Cincinnati.
Game of the regular season.
They got Indy, Jacksonville,
Cincinnati,
and Tennessee.
You said they winning out?
Yes.
You want to bet that?
Are you trying to get your pizza back?
Yeah, because you still never paid him.
I paid him the pizza. You remember my brother-in-law bought the
Oh, that's right.
House.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. How you figure?
That doesn't count. You didn't pay for it.
I did. He married my sister. I paid for that.
Oh, that's brutal.
He paid for it.
Four ways than one.
Yeah, that ain't right.
All right, so you guys betting that out?
I bet they won't win out.
I said it. I'm a bet.
No, you have to stick with it.
I'm gonna stick with
but
it.
But will you stick with it to the point? It's fine. It's just your word. But you got to bet him now.
Yeah, we
it's on.
Bet good. Bet good.
What's the bet?
It's a pizza.
The pizza.
I got it. Went out. Right. I said it.
Nick and I capitalize on that. That's good. You think they win Sunday?
It depends.
Packers are not going to make the playoffs.
It depends.
I think they're going to make the playoffs, win the division, and they may even win this weekend.
I think it depends on what Andrew Luck shows up. If Andrew Luck shows up to play some football this week, which he's been doing the last few weeks, I think they win the game. I think the Colts win the game. But on the same hand, if Brock Osweiler has fixed the few tweaks, or if he plays as good as he played last week, and everybody else picks it up around him, I think they can beat the Colts. I think they can actually blow the Colts out if they play. If the rest of them pick up their game,
it's a lot of big ifs.
But that's football. Every week is an if. Every week is let's correct this, let's correct it. But when you watched that game last week against the Packers, you saw Osweiler. It wasn't a full step, but it was a baby step that he made. And the fact is, if he plays the way we think he can play, and the rest of the guys do what they're supposed to do, I think they have a.
You're
a
over here chuckling.
Shot.
What do you got?
No, we just he did make baby steps last week, and tough conditions.
I said it was the perfect opportunity for him to do it because it was conditions he's familiar with.
Well, I mean, he's
cold
going.
Weather, snow, you know, a bad secondary in Green Bay. A lot of things set up perfect for him to have a breakout game.
He should feel good playing against Indianapolis defense also. He's had success against
them. Well, they said that the last time.
He had success, against them. And
that, too.
Well.
But, like, ifs, buts, candies, nuts, the fact of the matter is, if we go back to that game, there's a game that they were losing, if not for three great drives, two in regulation, one in overtime, to save that game by Brock Osweiler.
And who led it?
I understand he did that. But now he's going to have to do that in a place where they are, I think, 1-13 all time.
He took a baby step. He's going to take a baby run. He's going to take a baby run this week.
A baby run this week. All right. In the words
and
of
obviously health on both sides plays a big factor is as well. I don't know if your boy's playing or not. I've heard he's out. For the Colts.
DeQuell Jackson?
Yep, DeQuell Jackson.
Yeah, I think he's been banged up, though.
Freeman? Dwight. No, who did I say? One of their pass rushers is out for Indianapolis.
Oh, big 99. I think he wears 99 now.
We'll look it up. But and then from the offensive side, Braxton Miller.
Oh, Mathis is out.
Mathis is what I'm thinking about. Mathis is out as well as Jackson. From an offensive perspective, both Miller boys have been banged up.
Did you just call Keenan Jackson?
No.
You know what? If Lamar Miller is healthy.
Yep.
I mean, he's been banged up a lot.
I was going to say, both Millers. He's got the ribs. He left the game the other day. And then the shoulder injury.
That's going to be a tough one for Braxton. Braxton to really come back and be effective on Sunday, you know, and it's great that they're getting Jalen Strong back. So that's going to be a big help for them. And I just think that Brock is going to take advantage of Indianapolis secondary. And you know what? I've said it, and Will said I'm still looking for the playmakers outside to make plays early and often when they count, not late when you're down. They count when you're down, but when you're down, you're pressuring. You got pressure on yourself to get back in the game. I want you to make the plays early in the game.
I assume Davis will be on D-Hop.
Davis is hurt.
Yeah.
Is he out?
I don't know if he's out, but he's hurt.
Because he's had a bad ankle.
Yes.
But he did a nice job on D-Hop the last time the two teams played till he got hurt.
Right.
Is Braxton's shoulder the same one he originally hurt in school?
That I don't know.
We don't know that, but if it is, it's gonna be a long recovery.
That thing really got driven into the turf hard. I just can't see him playing this week. And like you said, even if he does, I can't see him being effective playing.
I think we got to hope for Jadavion to play as far as you know, his wrist and his hand being all the way right. And
you guys buying that he was hurt?
Yeah, he was. I talked to him. He was hurt.
Okay, good. That's what I needed. I needed someone to actually verify it by talking to him because
sound like you weren't buying.
Well, when they did the Quentin Demp show this week, he sounded like he had no idea that Jadavion was even hurt, let alone wasn't going to make the trip and or play.
Yeah, no, he was banged up after the game before that. When he was banged up after the game before that, if you watch the film, you could tell. I mean, even before I even talked to him and found out, hey, what's going on, you could tell when you watched the film, he was playing with his shoulder more than actually playing with his hands. You see what I'm saying? He was more just barreling through stuff, getting that momentum going, instead of being an actual D lineman and playing with your hands. And that's just something that he has to probably eventually get over and get to the point where when you play inside, your hands and your wrists and your elbows are always going to hurt. I think that's the biggest thing, and he's never felt that type of pain. So I think that's probably something that he has to be able to learn to work around and work with, and he should get better. I think he's got to get him better.
Colts are unsure about Robert Mathis. DeQuell Jackson suspended for the rest of the season. Checking on Vontae Davis as we speak, but injuries will play a huge role in this game as well. But it should be interesting to see how the Texans fare on the road in a place that they haven't been able to win, in a game that they must win if they're going to try and win this division, which is now a three-way tie between the Colts, the Titans, and your Texans. We'll be back with much more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I'm going
back to Cali. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. If I got
Joel Trapp and Keenan till 4. Nick back at the studio. Vontae Davis did not practice today. T.Y. Hilton did not as well. Hilton says he expects to play. No word yet on Vontae Davis. So if he doesn't play, that helps the Texans at least in some way as B.I.G. and B.I.G. dance together. The big 99 is in rare form today. I reported earlier that I wanted to touch on with you guys. The curse is out there. The Raiders lose last night. They're tied for first, or they give up first place because of the tiebreaker with Kansas City. And as part of the process now of the ultimate jinx in sports, it now comes out that the website Therese Owens is reporting that Kim Kardashian has allegedly been cheating on Kanye with a Raiders player. They're not sure if it's true or not, but they've been tipped off that the player in question, none other than punter Marquette King, the Raiders flamboyant punter.
Well, I don't like the word flamboyant.
It says it in the article. I'm not saying I said that. The guy that got penalized after a penalty last week for picking up the flag, throwing it around, and the guy that Travis Kelce imitated his own dance to him on a punt return for a touchdown. But the Raiders got mixed up with the Kardashians through Marquette King is the rumor, and you know if there's any truth to it. It could be a lot of trouble for the Raiders.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, shoot, Kim cheated on Reggie with Kanye, and then now cheating on Kanye with another football player. I mean, it's something about the cleats, and maybe it's the way the uniform sits. She goes
with the cleats.
Yeah,
and Chloe goes with the basketball with the sneaks. She goes with the kicks. I mean, so kicks and cleats, right?
Well, Chloe had her fair share of the cleats before she went to the oops.
Well, she transitioned. she likes the transition game.
Hey, we might call her Bo Jackson.
She likes the transition game.
So is this why Kanye's going
bananas
right now?
Because the broke punter is out there, and I'm not saying he's broke as far, but the one who is, his money ain't compared to your money, supposedly.
Right.
He's knocking down your
Mark
woman?
Zuckerberg for $50 million.
Well, we can't say he's knocking down.
Well, if it's a possibility. Well, there's smoke, there's fire. The rumor didn't just come from nowhere. You know, like
but
I
we
know.
Said that about Lane Kiffin, and he didn't get the job.
You know, like I know what goes on in that locker room, and you know, like I know when them people get to talking, and that thing start to swirl, 9 times out of 10, it might have a little bit of truth.
You don't
to
think
it.
I know that too?
Yeah, you know that too. Yeah, I mean, of course, you've been in there.
So I'm saying. But we also know the Kardashian curse.
That's why they returned that punt yesterday.
Is it not safe for me to say this? Never has one individual on this planet with less talent obtained more just by being a social media fanatic.
You ain't never seen the video, huh?
Yeah, I have with Ray J.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, but don't tell me that's talent.
Of course. It's got to be a talent, man. Well, anytime you can do that.
So essentially you're calling her a porn star.
Yeah, of course. I mean.
So she's the highest paid porn star of all time?
All time. Ever.
Okay. Ever. So then there's that.
I mean, my
mouth is sealed.
I see you biting. I see you biting through your tongue.
But what?
Yeah, she's got one of those too.
Yeah, a fake one.
Okay.
She bought it.
Yeah,
she
still
bought
works,
it.
Right?
She said she bought it. It's hers, huh?
It's hers.
Still
I
works.
Mean, but we can't say he's knocking her down.
No,
right
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly. But.
Could have been roughing the kicker.
Everybody said the same thing about her sister when she was talking to Tristan. So and then it came true.
Now, you believe that? The whole Tristan Thompson thing where he was cool with everything until he got so much of a hard time from his boys in the locker room, that's why he broke up with her? I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I mean, when
– I'm sure he's getting heat, but
– Of course he's getting heat.
There was something else, and that was the easy way out.
I mean, think about it. The man left the pregnant girlfriend. So now he Tiki Barber's the girl. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now he leaves a pregnant girlfriend for the media star, wherever you want to call them. Like, they're not sharing their money with you, but they like leeches. They suck the life in more ways than one out of a guy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he's left nothing. I mean, they turn one dude into a man. They turn another one into a crackhead. And then now,
they
I mean,
all the men that come in their life,
yeah, they just
bad things
and if
happen.
If there's ever been a guy that I have never met that I despise more than Scott Disick,
my bad. They turn one man into a woman, They turn one. True. They turn one into a crackhead.
A national hero into a woman. Into
or
a
they
woman.
Turn their daddy into a mama.
And turn one into a crackhead. Turn
just
Scott Disick into an alcoholic. And then make Kanye go banana. So it doesn't surprise me.
Okay. But
I would hate to walk in that house if I was a man.
It probably
Let me say this again too. And the one you're not even talking about is the one that I can't stand the most. Scott Disick or whatever is another guy that feels entitled because of keeping up with the Kardashians. Never has there been a slimier little worm in my life.
You know why I love Scott Disick?
Why?
Because he does to the Kardashians what they've been doing to men and athletes from the time they made the tape. He's been screwing over them and sucking the life out of them and getting everything he wants to get out of them. That's why I love Scott Disick. I cannot stand that dude.
And here's the thing. He talks a good game and always looks like he wants to fight, but then he always has like three security guys.
Hey, man.
Go out and handle your business.
Hey, I love it. You know what? Good for Scott Disick, man. Because I'm happy somebody is getting over in that room. Somebody, and it's got to be. I'm happy somebody's getting over on them. I bet you they house smell like Chanel number 9, hairspray, and booty juice.
Oh, booty juice?
So, Brandon Marshall got a little bit of a bad letter today, boys.
Yes, he did.
He was one of the guys very much, along with Colin Kaepernick and a few others, wasn't standing for the anthem. Lost some sponsorships, part of it. But now that we have a new incoming president, it seems like people have a little bit too much confidence. Received a handwritten 2-page letter with a ton of hatred and threats and a lot of, should I say, hatred and negativity.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot of hatred in this letter. I mean, this letter, it makes no sense. I mean, people, you should read this letter. It's unbelievable.
Including saying that we are coming for you with a hit that will make you an invalid.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, then they say if you don't, it's got all type of. I mean, from can I say?
I don't know what you just said, but anyway, let me give you a quote from the supposed letter. It says, "Your time is coming. Watch out. We are channeling a devastating hard hit for you, something to make you an invalid in a wheelchair." So it's gotten to another level again.
That was part of it, though. It's ridiculous.
I know, but I'm taking it from the report.
I mean, the
letter is like
the letter itself is
it's scathing. Is that fair?
Okay,
but I mean, I think everybody just coming out the woodwork, man. I mean, from I guess because I'm a brother, I'm gonna say these words. I mean, you call him a porch monkey.
Easy now, Chief.
I mean, I
know,
but I'm just saying.
I know it's in the report, but there's things on the radio, so go gently.
Yeah, I just think a mud puppet. I've never heard that in my day in my life.
I haven't heard.
Nick, we got a caller.
Yeah, James is on hold. I think this is directed to Travis Johnson. James, what's up, man?
What's up, Travis?
What's going on?
Travis Johnson, got to ask you a question.
I'm going to go on a limb that this isn't James, Nick.
Hey, man.
I have no idea. Who is this?
This is Gary Walker, former Houston.
This is James.
Who wrote that letter, Travis?
This is Gary Walker, former Houston Texan.
and my teammate and your teammate. Hey, yeah. G-Funk, this is Keenan, man. If you'd have got that letter in the mail, what would you have done?
Hey, G-Funk, you can't cuss. You can't cuss.
This is not satellite radio. Rick, watch the button.
Hold on. One thing is this. I ain't going to say it on the average. Y'all beat me for dinner, tell me what the hell is a porch monkey and all that shit. But
G-Funk,
Nick, Barrett,
got it, man. I got it.
Thank you. All right, cut it.
You know what? That is only G-Funk.
Only.
Oh, guys.
Original Texan Gary Walker calls into the show.
Am I dropping him or?
I think we'll take that to the cigar shop with Travis later.
Oh.
So needless to say, this has sent shockwaves across the country, and again, I say again, because since the change in leadership has been decided and is coming, people seem to have a lot more confidence in a negative way, and it's just setting an extremely bad tone for the entire country. And this now has transcended back into sports, which is a very, very sad day for all of us.
No question. I mean, the fact that we allow people to, and it goes back to the cowardly keyboard confidence, but now it's let me send a letter.
It's less cowardly when you know that the commander in chief supposedly has your back in a lot of ways.
Oh no, yeah, no question, because it's changed the mindset. It changed the mindset of a lot of people, and now they're coming out the woodworks. Now it's okay for me to be a racist. It's okay for me, you know, and it's not saying it hadn't been there, but now it's I could come out, I could do what I could let my freak flag fly and do what I want to do.
Yeah, that's it's a bad situation. So that's out there. You can read more about it on the internet, but it's not a very pretty situation. So we've covered a lot. We've got two in the books. We've got one to go. So we'll hit one here, and then we'll come back and finish up the show with a solid hour. If you want to be a part of the show and you don't want to cuss and you don't want to be one of these guys' buddies that thinks that we're on satellite, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter.
That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.